Belinda and Penguin Random House Australia present this unabridged recording of The Godmothers, written by Monica McInerney and read by Annie Maynard, Ella Scott Lynch and Nikki Shields.
By the time Eliza Maxine Olivia Miller was 11, she'd lived in 8 different country towns. Her mother liked to move a lot. It was a hot November afternoon. Eliza and her mother Jeannie were currently living in Morwell, 2 hours from Melbourne. Eliza's class was rehearsing Christmas carols for the end-of-year concert. She was thrilled to have been picked to stand near the front, holding up a tinfoil star. Tall for her age, she was usually asked to keep to the back of school groups. After the rehearsal, her classmates talked about who'd be coming to watch their performance. Eliza just listened, still not quite part of the class. She often arrived at new schools in the middle of term when most of the friendships were already formed. One girl was the youngest of 6, born and bred in the town. She announced that her whole family and all 4 grandparents were coming. They'd fill an entire row of seats. One boy had invited all 9 of his cousins. "What about you, Eliza?" another girl eventually asked. "Just my mum," she said, trying not to blush at the rare attention. "Your dad can't make it?" Eliza shook her head. One of the other girls asked Eliza where her father was. Eliza told her she didn't know.
"But you must know," the girl said. "Everyone knows where their father is."
Eliza went red, wishing the bell would ring, hoping the girl wouldn't ask for her father's name. She didn't know that either. "You do actually have a father, Eliza, I promise," her mother had said once, smiling. "I'm not making him up. He just doesn't live with us." "Can I please meet him one day?" she regularly asked that. "I hope so, one day," her mother always gave that answer. "Why not now?" "Because he doesn't live in Australia at the moment." "Where does he live?" Her mum leaned forward and whispered, "On the moon." Eliza's mother had once told her that her father lived in a pyramid in Egypt. Another time, she told her he was a spy for the Russians working undercover. That means in secret. And it would be dangerous for them to contact him. Once, she said he was a stunt double for a famous actor in Hollywood. "When will you tell me the truth?" Eliza often asked. "The day you turn 18. Her mother would say, "as I've promised you many times."